know that I'm sorry.
What's up, everyone?
Welcome back to our third episode of Unhinged Memoirs. Woo-hoo. Today's topic is love languages. You know, those five magical ways we're supposed to show affection and not accidentally drive each other insane. I'm Jess.
I'm Val.
And I'm Liz.
Well, if there's one thing relationships needs, it's more rules. But don't worry, we're not here to educate you. We're here to drag ourselves and maybe, just maybe a few listeners who dare to relate. Yes. So in that process, we're going to go ahead and break down the five love languages.
Cute.
It is very cute.
We're aesthetically pleasing over here.
It is very much so.
Let's just go ahead and start it off. We're going to start with words of affirmation. You know, this is for the people who need to hear, "You're amazing. You're wonderful. Wow, you didn't burn dinner tonight. Good job."
Such a good job. And also, let's talk about the fact how this one, when you're dating someone who doesn't just get words, like, okay, like my very first husband, I was very young. I met him when I was 18. Married him when I was like, how old was I?
You were
20?
Young. Yeah, 20.
20?
Yeah,
about 16 20. Years ago? Yeah. This man showed no words of affirmation. I'm surprised that he graduated high school in English, mind you.
Context clues are not a thing for everybody.
Like, legit, I'm not kidding. This man, his words of affirmation was zero. It was actually more like, "Hey, do you want to peg me?" You know?
That's why he has a nickname, Skippy.
Yeah, no, really. Like, he just, you know, when you're like, "Hey, babe, I want it doggy style," and he gets on all fours.
We that's his talk.
That's like, no shit, there man. Was no words of affirmation there. Zero. No, he like, just didn't get it. There yeah. was none there. He just Bruh. Didn't get it.
I've had,
like
I've
legit he sure. did get on all
I
fours.
Mean, haven't we all three had men?
Oh yeah. I'm pretty sure that I just attract that. That's yeah. I don't know. It's
they really want
me.
You to have the dick.
Yeah.
Maybe do it's we carry masculine energy?
We do. We do. Because yeah. when we're all in our douchebag tees and our yoga pants and we walk through fucking Publix, everybody's like, "Yeah, they're a throuple."
It's
100%.
It's an issue when I start getting hit on by more women than men.
You absolutely. Know what
I
mean?
And you man. And I have been lesbians at one point, so
yeah,
I not mean, like together, no, but like
not together. Like we both dated Junkie females,
nights.
Yes,
on different occasions, and we both decided that females are not for us.
Yes, no, crazy. Even though it was really good sex. Sorry for it who's
was,
listening.
It was subpar.
No, mine.
Yours wasn't. Mine was.
Woo! That was good sex.
Maybe I was with a bad lesbian.
I mean, you could have been.
It's a thing.
Very well. Anyway, that's that one definitely had all the words of affirmation. I could tell you that much.
Well, she had yeah. more than words. She had fingers of affirmation,
no,
too.
She did.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to apologize now to our listeners because I feel like this shit's getting deep tonight.
Oh, wish okay. she got deep.
I mean, we've been
hope everybody
pretty...
has their floods on, okay?
No, like, legit, it's been heavy the past couple episodes, so we're ready to talk about some shit.
Some lighter ended stuff.
Yes, no kidding. Yeah. We love this for us.
And I know I've had my share of, I meant we can just go with Lord Voldemort. He did not, for a fucking fact, know what words of affirmation even was. Yeah. I mean, seriously, I think the most I got was, "You're really good at overthinking." You know what I mean? And I'm like, bitch, that's a fucking trauma response. Why are you even bringing this up?
Yeah, that's not even your personality. Like, just kidding.
Yeah. Like, he would say something nice to you and like, as a word of affirmation, you'd go, "Are what? You fucking feeling okay?"
Yeah, but normally it always good? Followed up with an insult.
Right.
So.
Like, "Yeah, you didn't burn dinner tonight, but it still tastes like shit.
Or let's talk about the fact that he would sit there and just buy dinner for himself and not anyone else.
Oh, absolutely. And don't touch anything that he bought.
No, for real.
And I would just like to toot my own horn just for a whole 2 seconds. He's the only person out of every single person I've known that said my food was shit.
You know what that's
I
mean? Bullshit.
I know, right? Because I've eaten your food for 4 years now. That fucking shit is fire.
It's fire.
And just because he went to culinary school and had his, he wanted to be fucking fucked by... what's his name? Gordon Ramsay? Yeah, he wanted to be the idiot sandwich there, okay? Like, let's be fucking for real. Like, God, for fucking bid.
Oh,
but you know
God.
What? This is why people who need words of affirmation, go date a fucking writer, man.
Amen.
I Amen. Like, seriously, like, you'll get the love letters, the dramatic declarations, maybe even like a little haiku if that's your thing, if it's right up your alley. I mean, great. Your hair smells good. Perfect. That's great. You showered like today.
Okay, Edgar Allan Poe. Let's
just get there. Quote the Raven, nevermore.
Look at you.
I'm proud of you.
Hey, I paid attention in school, okay?
I'm really proud. What is that other one that he did? Edgar Allan Poe, what, the Birdcage? That's not him, is what? It? The Birdcage?
That's a movie with Robin Williams, and he's gay. But that's cool.
I mean, yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen. Oh, God. So here's seriously, okay? So unless he's broke, though, you're going to get post-it notes. Ooh, I've gotten post-it notes.
Jessica's gotten post-it notes.
Oh, I get post-it notes.
Yeah.
You do? Oh.
Well, tell your story first, and I'll tell mine.
Okay, so I used to get post-it notes on, like, Heffrey when I was dating him. Mm-hmm. He made me dinner. I remember one night, we're just going to call names, because last episode, we're just calling fucking names. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
He cooked me dinner one night when I was, like, overnight nursing, and I didn't notice. Like, I thought I packed my own shit, and he unpacked my bag and packed me my lunch. And he had the little thing in there and a post-it note that said, I love you. And it was like stuffed peppers that he made. That shit was fire. Let's just talk about that. But that's words of affirmation. I love that. That's pretty cool. We don't have to roast that one.
And not even that. Like, no. He used to, I remember Hef always writing you, like, even if you had a bad day or like you were just like, when you were travel nursing, mm-hmm. and you were like crying your eyes out, and he would write you these letters like, you are so strong, you're so beautiful, yep. you're so amazing,
you got this,
you go look in the mirror and tell yourself that. Like, he was always about words of affirmation. That was a really big thing for him.
It was a huge thing for him and a huge thing for me, because that's one of my top love languages. Really met each other eye to eye on that one, 100%.
Absolutely.
As for the rest of them, they just want to be pegged. Yeah, not the rest of them.
Well, for me, in my situation, I finally got away from the one that wants to be pegged. Thank God, first and foremost.
Ain't no ass play here.
No ass play here. But
speaking
no,
of ass play,
what?
I'm just kidding.
Wait, what? Where are we going with this one?
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God! But shit. Okay, so I'll call his name out, because you know everybody will know. But my current fiance, his name is Eric, and my only fiance, I should say. I say current, but I was gonna say current relationship. I realize it's like current fiance, like there's gonna be one in the future. No, there's no more. I'm done. But for him, like, and he's a songwriter, so maybe that's what it is for him, is he loves mm-hmm. to write music, and so I guess he is in a form of writer. But he's always done sweet stuff like that. Like, every single day he sends me books of like just like this little love letters, and he always has to like talk about his, like, he is very much 100% his love language is words of affirmation and quality.
100%
quality time mm-hmm. and like physical touch, like, but really truly, like, I would say words of affirmation is his top one. I mean, I've woken up to have literally like a big heart on the mirror that was just loaded in like hundreds of post-it notes and stuff. Oh. Like, he does that shit all the time.
And ask her if she's kept every single one, because she has like a little treasure box.
I do.
Full of all her little post-its. Well, you know, and it's adorable.
And I do the same for him, even though, like, yes, words of affirmation to an extent is my love language, but it's not nowhere near as strong. But I've done the same for him, just because I try to match his energy in that. And with that being said, like, I know.
But you're also very good at words.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good at writing, but I don't know. I think that words, when it comes to expressing how I'm feeling in a loving way, sometimes can be hard if it's not for my children. You know what I mean? Maybe that's a vulnerability issue, but either way, I mean, I used to do the same. And so he actually, when he got in his accident and I had to go get everything out of the truck, I found all the post-it notes. So he's like, well, the first thing when I got back, he's like, you grabbed all my post-it notes, right?
Aww.
So that was like his main concern. He's like, you got my post-it notes, right?
Fuck my truck, but remember the post-it.
No, really.
So yeah, so no, I definitely, it was sweet.
R.I.P. really to that truck.
I know.
Oh, motherfucker.
I miss that truck.
Well, next one. Let's talk about acts of service. Mm. So these are the men who want a pat on the back every single time you're doing fucking dishes.
Ugh.
But I did the dishes. I did the laundry for
you. No. It's more like, oh, you vacuumed? Well, I reorganized the pantry.
You passive aggressive competition.
Do you want a fucking cookie? Wow. Yeah. Let's go ahead and keep doing the whole house like that until everything's done.
Yeah, no kidding. And like, you know, meanwhile, I'm sitting here working a full-time job. You're not. And I'm coming home, and I'm also doing school, and I work, and I take care of every fucking thing else. And let me tell you something, if that house smells like shit when I walk in from work, I'm pissed. Pissed.
I would just like to know why your house would smell like shit when you walk in.
No. Okay, so here's my thing. Listen, no, for real.
It's the pegging.
That's a mixed. Ooh. Never mind. No. It's not the pegging. As a matter of fact, it's the, I have a cat. So if it's the cat litter and the garbage hasn't been taken out and there's dishes that have been sitting over there from the fucking night before, that stench and the windows are closed. Now that it's colder out.
So not like literal shit. Like,
no. Okay.
Well, I mean, like, you gotta.
No.
You gotta explain.
Absolutely fucking not. But I'm so sick and tired of them going, but I did that. I cleaned. Like, that's also your fucking job.
Yeah, that was a big thing in my past. Like, a lot of my relationships, where they'd be like, well, I did the dishes. And I'm like, well, what do you want, a fucking gold star? Like, no, seriously, that's a part of teamwork. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be like you just got extra credit because you fucking helped out around the house, in a house that you live in. You helped make the mess. You did this. You did, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's all of us. You know what I mean? Everybody should be actively helping. So it's great because a lot of people do like that kind of stuff. They love the acts of service and all that. And that's great. I mean, I do. I'm not even going to lie.
Right.
I
am too.
100% an acts of service.
Me
person.
Too. But if you really break it down,
it's more about teamwork though. In that.
Exactly. It's funny that that's a love language when that's an actual fucking responsibility.
It's a life quality.
It is.
Like, let's call it what it is.
No, really.
You have to be able to live on your own and clean your own fucking house without expecting anybody else to come do it or give you a fucking cookie and a parade around the neighborhood because you did something good for yourself.
Yes.
Grow the fuck up, bro.
It's good. What? I came down to Bubble Dog.
What?
What?
Wait.
No.
Okay, wait, back up.
Hold on.
Rewind. Did you just say you came? No, we're not playing sound. No. You can't really hear it on the thing. So for our listeners, they wouldn't be able to hear it very well. So I really wouldn't waste your time. But did you say you came down from a Bubble Dog?
Wait. Stop. No, what?
You're gonna. Her sister was a witch, right? And what was her sister? A princess. The witch of the east, bro.
You're gonna look at me and tell me I'm lying?
You're gonna look at me and you're gonna tell me that I'm wrong? Am I wrong? She wore a crown and she came down in a bubble.
I'm not fighting with you.
Grow up, bro.
There it is. See? That's what I was saying. She's like, grow up, bro. And it made me came down in a bubble, dog.
So there's that. So I was right.
I mean, I don't know. For me, I love acts of service. Don't get me wrong, but it's when people use that against you. Like, they expect you to be, like, give them a round of applause for doing things. Like, it's more like acts of self-preservation at this point. You just do it so you don't have to hear me complain later.
Right.
Like, honestly, you do it now because you're going, oh, fuck, if I don't do these dishes now, she's going to walk in the fucking door and be like, what'd you fucking do all day? Just sit there on your fucking game?
Are we wrong?
You're going to look at me and tell me I'm wrong?
Oh. Like, really, though, are we fucking wrong?
No.
Because isn't that a responsibility? Because I'm sorry, if I'm home and my man's at work, or my girlfriend, if I'm home and they're at work, I'm cleaning the fucking house.
Absolutely.
Responsibility. Even though I love acts of service. Name that. I don't know.
Right. But it's vice versa. I mean, if it's the woman working in the man's home, he should be helping around the house.
It's true.
You know what I mean? It needs to be a 50-50. And that's why I say teamwork is so important. And that's why, like, I think out of all of them, even though, yes, I love acts of service, I also struggle with this one as a love language because, like we already came upon, like, I really, truly just feel it should be a responsibility and a part of teamwork.
Right.
In a household, whether it be with your spouse or whether it's with your children or your roommates or whatever the situation is, everybody should be helping out evenly.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. So acts of service can lean into, but here's my thing, is acts, like we were just talking about this, does acts of service, like them, like Jeff making dinner,
right?
Okay, is that also like receiving gifts? Because that's another love language that we can talk about.
Right, absolutely. But I don't think receiving gifts is more of like, yeah, I mean, I guess in a sense, but no, I don't feel that way in the same aspect, because I feel like cooking dinner is an act of service because you're exhausted, you've had a long day, and your spouse is like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and cook for you. So you don't have to do that. A gift is someone like going out.
That's a love language.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But that's a part of acts of service.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in that aspect.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
She has something to say. I hear it. See in her face.
Hold on. Because we all know, out of the three of us, we all share black cat qualities, but I am the most black cat.
It's true.
Of them all.
It's okay? True.
I'm also like, don't fucking touch me. I mean, yeah, that's gift giving, because I think that portion of it is gift giving.
Yeah.
Doing things like that around the house, absolutely. But then you got the people that are like, oh, here's like a pack of gum. I bought you a pack of gum at the fucking store. Here's a gift.
Keep and you're your going, 25 cents, please.
And I'm not saying that like the gift has to be like, it has to cost a lot of money. Mm. But you're not also like, what's, I don't a know. Like maybe I'm being selfish. Maybe I'm being like a little, I don't know what the fucking word is right now, but
no,
go buy me something. If you're going to buy me something,
put gas in my car,
put a little fucking thought into it.
Oh,
we all look at gift receiving a little bit differently.
Yeah, exactly. So like number three, receiving gifts, right?
The go buy me my tampons,
right? You know what
I mean? Like shallow. that's fine, and that right there in itself is cool, but like here I brought you this rock. I'm not a fucking penguin, bro. You're not bringing me a pebble.
But that's a sign of adoration. I don't know if you know the story about how the penguin brings it. Yeah, like,
fuck,
but that's
the
like
penguin.
I want to mate with you for life. This is my gift to you. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's
sweet. Yay, same penis for the rest of my life.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
For real.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God, bro.
For real. I know. Seriously. Legit. So receiving gifts, people think it's shallow, right? Like, that's a love language. Oh, you must be shallow if all you like to do is be fucking adorned with gifts. But like, no, we all secretly fucking love that shit.
But I think it's a two-way street. I think as much as you're getting gifts, you should be giving them as well.
I agree.
See, I'm a gift giver, not as a language. But I would say like, I'm all about like giving, because I'm just a giving person. But in the same aspect, I have a really hard time with accepting. So this is one of the love languages that I will say I honestly struggle with the most, and maybe call it me being like hyper independent. But in that aspect, when someone buys me something, I guess maybe that's drama. I feel like if a gift is given, there's literally like there's something that comes with that that's going to be bad. You know right. what I mean? Like, well, I did this for you. You know what I mean? I went and bought you this. You can't do this for me. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's held over my head. And in my past, I've experienced. And maybe that comes from my grandmother, because that was her main love language when she was a little bit younger before she got dementia. Like, that was her big thing. Like, she didn't say, I love you. She didn't try to do, like, acts of service, or she didn't try to spend quality time with you. Really, truly, what it came down to, words of affirmation definitely was not her thing. But at the end of the day, like, her way of showing love, like, I remember as a kid, like, I'd be like, I just don't feel like you love me. She's like, I just bought you. Literally, I just bought you clothes. How do I not love you? You know what I mean? I'm like, well, wait, what? I mean, as a kid, I didn't understand that. So I think, and then that would get thrown in my face. Well, I just bought you clothes, so you need to go do this, or you have to do that, or you have to do this. So I feel like for me, maybe that's just been from like childhood trauma that kind of like stems that. But I have a hard time receiving. Like, I almost feel uncomfortable, especially then if I have to open them in front of them. I'm like, okay, thank you for the gift. That's I'll go true. Open this later. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to open in front, because I am the worst when it comes out. I will never forget when my stepdad bought me my car when I was 17, and they were so excited. Okay. And they had a big old bow on it, and he worked at a car dealership. So he ended up getting entry in a BMW M3. Right. And it was an older car, but it was beautiful, and it had low mileage, everything. And inside, when I walked out, I was literally flipping the fuck out inside. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. But I'm like, oh wow. For me, like, because outside I couldn't outwardly show how I felt inside, because I literally was like, I feel so uncomfortable. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like I was on the spot and everybody was watching me. I was like, no, I don't like that. You know what
I mean? That's true. And honestly, like, I wonder if that's why, maybe from our childhood, if that's why you like words of affirmation, because gift giving makes you feel like weird. Maybe. Like, if that's why, because like with grandma, you were saying that words of affirmation was definitely, but you don't love me. You don't show me that. You don't say that.
Right. Da-da-da. And in return, I did acts of service for her.
See?
And I think that's also like why I'm such a like OCD clean freak, and like always constantly trying to do stuff, because I'm like, oh, this is my way of helping. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna constantly clean 24/7. I'm gonna make sure everything's perfect and everything has its spot and everything's gonna be clean and it's gonna be nice for everybody, because I know how it feels when I walk into a house and it's clean. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, my zen place.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And when it's not, I'm like,
I'm already tired listening to that.
Yeah.
That's for real. Like, what the fuck? Thank God. Thank God that you are just the way that you are now.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, also receiving gifts too is really funny, because you also have those relationships, or I've been in them, that they're like, hey, babe, I bought a second game controller so we could play video games together.
I don't fucking play video games.
What the fuck? What's wrong with you?
Like, selfish gift giving.
But right, hold on.
No kidding.
Hold on, because that literally, oh my God, that can segue us into our next acts of service. I mean, what the fuck am I trying to say? Our next
quality time.
Yeah. Yeah. Quality time, because
if they buy the remote control.
My ex used to sit there and play his fucking video games 24 fucking 7. If he wasn't sleeping.
11. I love it.
Yeah. He was doing it until he was fucking sleeping.
24 11.
He was doing it from the time he woke up till the time he went to work. Then he would go to work for however long, and then he would come home and he was right back on his fucking video game, and then he toke up on his fucking bong while he was playing his video game. And what was I fucking doing? Sitting there. Because quality time. I would rather be in the same room with you and not have you talk to me because I'm still in your presence and I think we're spending time together that way. Mm-hmm. I think you need to have conversation. I don't think it needs to be quiet the whole time. But like, you've had a long day. You talk to people all day. I don't want to come home and talk to people again. Like, I don't know.
You are that person. Yeah, but you're
very much so an introvert.
I am.
You are. I am. Think that's what it's
I come really off as an extrovert to certain people.
Yeah.
I do, though, because like I will talk to anybody about anything. But if I'm not comfortable in the situation, I will.
I think you're an extrovert to the people that you're comfortable talking to.
Correct. Absolutely.
If it's like just random people, like you'll be nice. Like you'll put your customer service voice. I'll be like, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But as soon as they leave, they're like, I don't want nothing to do with you. The look on your face gives it away. Like your RBF comes on so strong. But I do want to jump back just for one second back to the gifts one. And that is the other thing for me is I also notice is like when someone gives you like a really meaningful gift and then you feel like you almost have to like,
oh, God, give them
the same in return. Like they go and they, you know, make you a scrapbook of like the past like couple years of your relationship. And you're like, well, I got you a gift card to Chili's.
No,
like,
it's so bro, true. Listen,
do not knock the Chili's gift cards, though. There's nothing like sitting in the dimly lit fucking like little restaurant and you're just sitting there eating your little chocolate lava cake together and just everything's perfect in that moment
because I'm now craving their chips and salsa.
Oh my god,
Chili's chips and salsa. Bitch, I'm telling you that.
And their mozzarella sticks, like
yep. No, they're Deep Eddie's strawberry hard strawberry lemonade. Oh my god, dude.
That sounds delicious.
That does sound delicious.
It is so fucking good.
Are we going
it's the Deep Eddie's vodka like with the strawberry and the lemonade and it's like fresh like crunched up like strawberries and shit with fresh lemon. Oh my god,
are we going to Chili's?
No, I'm like, can I'm we like, DoorDash? Like, I'm not even kidding you.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. If they do DoorDash.
Yeah, they do DoorDash.
They do.
Well, that just might have to be.
And you know what? You can get a bag of margarita from them for $45 fucking dollars, and it has like six fucking margaritas worth in there.
Okay, that's only $15 per person, and that's two margaritas per person. I'm fucking down. That's seven. that comes out to $7.50 a margarita.
That's true. That sounds good, but
Fuck around and find out, because
just get a couple of those triple dipper, like the trio things, yes. And then get some fucking margaritas on deck. We'd have a whole fucking podcast, like we'd have a whole segment just on Chili's and how good it is.
Speaking of, I just want to point this out. Speaking of margaritas, okay, I would like to have a couple drinks before an episode one day because I would like to see how shitty I get.
Kind of like how Brandy does with she eats the edibles before she does her makeup online. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Who's Brandy?
There's this girl that she's been around fucking forever, okay? And she started like doing like the videos where she would literally like she'd first talk to you when she's normal and then you'd watch her eat her edibles and then it'd be like 45 minutes later and she would be so baked out of her fucking mind and she would do like she does like Halloween makeup and like she did like Patrick Star the other day.
I think you've shown me her.
Yes, dude, she is funny as fuck. I absolutely love her. And she's sitting and then she's laughing as she's trying and like she don't use like normal stuff, like she's not like trying to be like FX, right? Like she'll like take like a paper plate and like put it on her forehead. You know what I mean? Like she uses like everyday household items to make her costumes and she's funny as hell. You guys have to watch her because she's awesome.
Dude, I can only imagine what she's like after eating edibles.
Oh my god. She's hilarious. And the whole time she's like drooling on herself and her eyes are like this the whole time. You guys can't see. I'm saying the eyes are like this, like you guys can see, but her eyes are like totally squinted, you know?
I feel like in my younger years, those edibles just used to fucking hit, man.
Yeah, never.
And then we became adults and we couldn't fucking do that shit
anymore. I know. Yeah, so instead we have margaritas.
Hey.
Yep. I like me some margaritas, but yes. We're getting off topic. So back to quality time, because that's the next one.
Yes. That's what we're currently talking about. So quality time, I also think that you're talking about quality time and being in their presence.
Right. Because I feel like if you're out of sight, you're out of mind.
Yeah.
But do you feel so just sitting like quietly next to someone is quality time?
Not always, but I feel like in certain situations, absolutely it is.
And I can understand that, okay? Because I used to sit, like, Brian would play his video games, and I would sit on the couch. And where it got to be quality time is, like, I'm sitting there on TikTok. And he's like, babe, I'm in this mission. Because I used to love watching him play Grand Theft Auto, because it's just fucking fun. It's fun. So he used to have those missions. So then he'd go, babe, go on YouTube and try to find the cheat code for this one. So then I go, all right, go here. Go there. That's quality time. Like, he's still playing that, whatever. And then I'd go back to my thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that I find quality time. But I also feel like quality time for me, it has to be like, not has to, because I did enjoy those times. But I do like when they're like, hey, I want to bring you out to dinner. Like,
yes.
That's quality time.
Yes,
let's go
absolutely.
To a movie. Like,
yes.
Let's go for a walk.
Yes. Let's go to the beach. Let's go here. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's just go for a fucking drive.
Right. I love that.
Or even just
that.
Laying in bed watching a movie together.
Yes.
Like, you can do that and be quiet.
Absolutely.
And I also feel like that's where like extroverts and introverts kind of clash in that aspect, because like you have the ones that are like, let's just hang out and spend all this time together. The other ones like, can we don't have to talk the whole time. We can just sit there and hang out too. Like,
yeah.
So I get that. I guess
yeah,
I get that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well.
Oh.
What's the next one? What else do we have?
We have physical touch.
Ooh.
I am a physical touch person to a certain extent.
Same.
I want you to touch me when I want it, but when I don't want you to fucking touch me, don't breathe on me.
Yeah, that's the whole black cat thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm that way too. I'm bad that way. See, you're like super physical touch. And I like physical touch. I think out of the like the least would be Liz. She is the type, it's like, okay, you touched my arm, that's enough. Okay,
you got
like,
your fill.
Her form of cuddling is like, you can put your finger on my thigh while we go to bed. You
know, yeah, right you're right, for real.
And then I'm kind of like in the middle, like I occasionally like the cuddlies and the all that other shit, but then there's other times where I feel like I'm almost feeling suffocated by too much physical mm-hmm. touch. And I'm like, okay.
Do you remember when you had
fucking
Sophia?
Get off me. Oh my God. Yeah, I couldn't. And I feel bad. And I think that's another thing that a lot of mothers experience that most people don't understand is when you have a young kid, they literally suck all the physical touch quality out of you mm-hmm. because you're literally taking care of them and you're holding them and you're feeding them and you're changing their diaper and they're whining and they're crying and you're holding them again. You know what I mean? And it's nonstop.
Can you go to the bathroom?
Right. You're rocking them to sleep. You're staring at you as you're in the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, and they're kind of like trying to touch you and do all this stuff. And by the time for like, I know I experienced this like with me and my ex, by the time Sophia would go to sleep, I would be like, and he'd be like, come on, babe, let's go like cuddle up and watch me. I'm like, I don't even want you to fucking touch me. Like, just don't touch me. Because I don't think people realize like how drained you end up mm-hmm. feeling mm-hmm. after taking care of a younger child.
You used to say that. Like, I remember postpartum, God. You used to tell me like, get the fuck off me. But you're like, that's my baby. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, I get that. Yeah. I 100% get that. And then when he's asking, hey.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, and let's have sexy time. Like,
I was just going to say, and the hypersexuality mixed
yeah.
with that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And sex is great. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But in the same aspect after you give birth, like, and maybe I'm just different. Okay. Because I'm not speaking for, I'm just speaking for myself. I know for me, like afterwards, like, especially with the amount of clinginess that my youngest was with me, it was hard for me even like sexually in that aspect, like, cause that's still from a physical touch, you know what I mean? And he'd be like, come on, let's do it. And he wanted to do it like every day. And I'm like, we're like 4 or 5 years in, there is no fucking way I'm doing it every day right now, especially with a newborn child. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, I'm like, the thought of even having sex, I was like, you know? I'm like, I haven't shaved in like what feels like a month. I haven't showered in 2 days because you won't even watch your fucking child so I can shower. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
God.
I'm like, and you think you want to touch me right now? You got your damn mind.
Right. Exactly. And there's a point of physical touch where you have to feel good about yourself too, because I know sometimes if I don't feel good about my body, if I'm having girls, we call them fat days for the men's. Okay. Yes. We have fat days. If I have a fat day, don't fucking look at me. Don't touch me. Don't do anything.
Or at least turn off every single fucking light in the room if we're going to have sex.
Or
yes.
That.
And
or,
I have to wear a shirt.
And yes. Your comments on like, oh, you look so good today. Don't fucking say it to
don't.
Me.
Because I just feel like you're literally blowing
you're
smoke
lying
up my ass.
To me.
I know, you're lying. You are lying. No, but I feel like physical touch, though, like in those moments when I'm having fat days, I'm like, I'm going to put my fucking cold feet on you and you are going to warm up my toes. I know you don't like feet. You know, like, what is it? What is it?
They're fucking disgusting.
Like, physical touch.
It's no. Just feet in general. I would rather you like lay up on me than put your fucking feet on me because I will fucking chop your dick off.
Wow.
I hate feet.
What is it? Right.
I think they're
Bobbit.
Hey, you know
hello,
what?
Hello, Bobbit.
My parents did used to call me Lizzie Borden. So.
Oh my god.
That's fucked up.
They did. Yeah, they used to call me Lizzie. Like whenever I would have like one of my teenage angst days where I was like, fuck the world, blah, blah, blah. I'm so depressed and emo. They were like, all right, Lizzie Borden, calm down.
No.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What? Yeah. 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 There goes trauma.
Dude.
Wonder why she's so great.
I know. No kidding. Talk about the black cat.
Here I am.
I don't know. I like physical touch. I like to feel.
I like physical touch from the right person.
Mm. Yeah, I like physical touch from everyone. I'm a very touchy person.
Yeah.
No, I'm a hugger. I'm like, I want to
I'm a
you.
Hugger if I love you.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not a hugger everyone. In general, but yeah. You're like, and maybe, I don't know if that's the codependency or what it is, but like you, like, that is like how you feel your love. I think that honestly, I would say physical touch has got to be one of your top love languages.
It's physical touch, then words of affirmation.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I have none, like talking to you guys now. Now I feel like this is why I've been single. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I have somebody now and he's great and he's wonderful and God, he's so fucking patient with me. But like,
I feel like quality time.
How?
What?
How?
She's like, he's not around and she's perfectly fine.
No, she's not though.
I'm not though.
She's not though. That's why I'm saying quality time. Because see, for you, you need quality time to keep the spark alive. Yeah. And you get bored or you start to feel like you're losing the relationship if they're not giving you quality time.
That's fair.
Because you guys could sit and talk all day on the phone, but if you guys aren't seeing each other in person, you'll quickly lose interest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so that's the shitty part because, like, they don't deserve me having my issues. You know what I mean? They don't deserve that.
No.
It's literally me in my head going, self-sabotage. I'm finding fucking reasons. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Wait, so you have no love languages? None?
That's what I'm saying.
I think I personally, like, looking from the outside, I would say it's quality time.
And no other? Like, that's it? That's all that I need to survive off love?
No, I think you also, like,
I just need you
service,
to be in my
though.
Presence. Don't fucking say anything. Don't look at me. Don't touch me. I just
I
need to know.
I sound like a fucking cold, callous, heartless bitch. Like,
I mean, you are.
I don't
times,
like this but... episode. Like, I mean, like, seriously, like, I feel
no,
like, wow.
Okay, but hold on, pause. It would be acts of service as well because you feel loved if someone's helping you. You know what I mean? Like, prime example. Okay. Your current, right? When your ex wasn't helping out and you needed help, he was the first one to jump up and be like, here, I got you. Don't worry. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to take care of this for you. And that was something that really meant a lot to you. You know
it
what
did.
I mean? Because he came and helped you in a situation where you were struggling in that moment. You know what I mean? So I think there's a mixture of, I think you have a little bit of each. I just think that there's not one that you dominate over per se, because you still, like you said, you do like physical touch to an extent. You know what I mean? There's a little bit of each. Not everybody has a main one that I would say just sticks out for them. You know what I mean? For me, like, I feel like there's a little bit of each that I can say. I mean, I like physical touch. I don't like over abundant amounts of it. But I do like it. I would say for me would be definitely like acts of service is probably my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I go back and say I feel like that should be a responsibility thing. But maybe that's just because I've never, outside of Eric, haven't been with anyone that was responsible enough to be a team member with me.
But prime example, an act of service that Eric has done, if you don't mind me sharing.
Okay.
You've had a long day at work or you've had a long day, period. He's come home and drawn you a bath, mm-hmm. and made sure that you had everything for that bath and lit candles and just made sure that you had that moment
that
to relax,
is,
took care of mm-hmm. your children to like absolutely. Just make sure that they were all taken care of so nobody mm-hmm. would come bother you in that moment. Mm-hmm. That's an act of service in itself.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Those
like,
are all things.
And, but that's for not fact, just the responsibility come... though. Like that's the actual
no, no, no.
act of
yeah,
service.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And there's times where he doesn't have to cook dinner. Like he knows that like my big thing is like, I'm going to come home and I'm going to cook dinner. And there's times like, He's a lineman, so he works a hell of a lot harder than I do. He works a hell of a lot longer hours and works way more days in a row than I do. There's times he's working 20 days in a row, and when he was doing that or is doing that, he would still come home exhausted, hardly able to keep his eyes open, and just see that I'm tired. And even though his tiredness weighs out mine by a long shot, and he would still be like, you know what? I can see you're tired. Go upstairs, relax, take a bath, and I'm going to go ahead and cook dinner, and I'm going to clean up after dinner. Or I'll cook dinner, and he'll be like, I'm going to clean up. You know what I mean? So he does do a lot. In his, he's got so many of them. He really, yeah. truly, he is a perfect blend of them all. I've gotten really lucky.
He's
in
a jack
aspect.
Of all trades.
He is. He truly is. I've been truly, truly lucky with him in that aspect. So
I think maybe I'm just a hoe and I like physical touch.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
listen, we're all hoes for the right one. Like, let's be fucking
like
real.
Daddy time. Like, that's different. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. You know? Like,
but I mean, there's listen. If you look at it that way, time. If you go no. Hold on though, because there's quality time in the bedroom. There is acts of service in the bedroom. There is physical touch in the bedroom. I mean, we can apply this all here. Like, let's be fucking for real.
There's words of affirmation.
There's words of affirmation. Good girl. Good girl. You gonna take this dip.
When I get home, you're to be on all fours.
Hey! And
that's not my husband, my ex-husband. That's the other way around.
That's terrible.
I'm gonna take that attitude right out of
it. You gonna take it? You gonna take this dip?
Yes, daddy. Yes, daddy.
Oh my god, I can't with you guys.
Oh fuck. Well,
oh lord. Well, this is
what happens. Fun. What happens when your love languages don't align with your partner's? What do you do in that aspect?
I think you learn to navigate each other.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You have
and
to.
It's sometimes tough. Hard. It is. It's extremely hard, especially like in your primary situation, like when you're with your ex-husband. You know what I mean? You were searching for words of affirmation, which he did not provide at all. And you had to find ways around to feel loved or feel accepted by him because of he had ones that you, that was your more dominated ones where his weren't. You know what I mean? Dominated.
Speaking of dominated, he liked to be dominated. Do you remember when he sent you the picture of him in a thong? And
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Yo. Okay, so listen, this is, okay, little tea.
We're just, listen, we're honestly, just spill it. Ryan Roberts, if you're listening, listen up.
Holy fucking shit.
I don't, like, so far removed out of my life, please listen.
So listen, so after they got out of a relationship, right? He ended up sending me.
Hold on, pause. Can I preface this for my listeners? Our listeners? Sure. My listeners. I would like to preface by saying I didn't know it was to the extent while I was with him. I thought that he just had like a fucking.
Her radar just didn't go off.
And also, I was young. My radar. Yeah. No, my gaydar did not go off. Okay. I was young. And now in my 36 years of life, I'm like, you fucking idiot. Okay.
Yeah,
but anyway,
all the signs were there.
Yeah. And I had, but he's still married and named his children the names that we chose for our twins that I miscarried.
Tell me you're petty without being petty.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Jordan and Aiden.
Oh. Wow.
That's... Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so, okay. Let's preface the story with this. So... Me, Valerie had another best friend who we shall not name her.
No,
but
we're not going to name her.
No names. But so it was the three of us. We were like the three fucking amigos back in the day. Legit. And
legit.
Yeah, legit. And when they broke up, I want to say it was about a year later. All of a sudden he reached out to me and our other friend and basically was like, hey, so I'm coming out of the closet. He goes, I'm coming out of the closet to an extent, though. I'm not telling my family. I just wanted you guys to know. And I wanted to know if you guys needed a gay best friend. And I need help because I'm trying to figure out like what, because he wanted to start cross-dressing and like what clothes would look good on me. Right. And so this motherfucker starts sending pictures to me and our other friend at the time, pictures of him in thongs, like not men thongs. Like,
wait, man thongs are a thing?
Yes,
honey.
Banana hammocks and shit.
Yes.
You know, like the little string up their ass. Absolutely.
I had to hear this and hearing it again because I haven't heard this story in so long. I'm like hearing it again older. I'm so uncomfortable.
But so he sends us these pictures and like, and they were like, was unsolicited.
Okay.
Because he was like, would you be able to tell me if I like look okay in this outfit? Exact words. Okay. Do I look okay in this outfit? So in my mind, I'm going, oh, he's going to send me a picture of him like in a skirt and a shirt or like a dress or.
Which would be the normal. For everybody listening out there, like, that's okay. If this is your life. Absolutely.
Yes, but I was married to a man that I thought I was marrying a man. I didn't realize that I was going to marry a cross-dresser. Also, I still have his last name.
Right, but what we're saying is, if somebody chooses to do that, that's cool for you. That's great.
100%. We're not knocking it. But here's my thing. If I'm going into a relationship thinking that I'm getting a full-blown straight man, and this straight man is not a straight man, I feel bamboozled.
I mean, we've all kind of been there before.
I mean, yeah, we've all been bamboozled in one way or another.
We've all had an ex that's wanted to dick in his ass.
Extreme. Keep going. Go ahead.
Yes. Anyways, so he says, can you tell me how I look in this outfit? Basically, right? And so I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. Oh, he sends the same thing to our other friend, and we end up getting a picture of him in literally a female thong.
What color was it?
I don't know. I think it was pink, if I remember correctly. And like straight up, like his ball sack was.
It was lace, right?
Yes, it was lace. And it was like, but it wasn't like the full on like G-string. It was a thong. Like it had the thicker sides and like probably, I'm sure the thicker back. He can send a picture of the back. And I was like, okay.
Did he send you a front picture or a back picture?
Yes, a front picture.
Like, was he, did he set up the phone and then walk back or
no,
did he
no, no,
like,
no, it was like pretty close picture.
She had them balls.
Did you
in her
see pubes?
Yeah, you could see pubes.
You could see pubes?
You could absolutely.
Did you see his wiener?
It was covered by the stuff. Cause even though it was lace, like it had like another like liner of a material. I wasn't trying to really look. I kind of went, oh, okay. Cause all I could see was like the pubes coming out from the side. And you like how like the hairy thighs are. So it was like a bad image of like someone who hasn't shaved in like 6 months. You know what I mean?
Also, this is taken from like fucking iPhone 3.
Yeah, if that. Yeah. Yeah. Cause this was a long time ago. Yeah. But, and I was like, okay. And he's like, so I was wondering, like, do you think it looks okay? And I was like, I think you need to find a different size. Like maybe like a men's thong. Or something. And he's like, well, I feel more comfortable wearing girls' clothes. Would you be able to help? And then he sent us, okay, both of us, a picture of him in a bra. Right?
Oh, I don't remember hearing this.
Wait, does he have chesticles?
No. He did not. He was flat chested. Like,
can I show you a picture of him?
Yeah, I've never seen him.
You've never seen him?
Yeah, just okay. So for our listeners, he was like 5'10, dark brown hair, total fuck boy. Okay. Literally thought that he was mixed or something because he would wear the do-rags and the bandanas and the baggy ass pants and do all that different, you know, jazz. And he just, you know, and he tried to be a thug. I mean, that was really truly his person. So him coming out this way, that's why it was so confusing when he did that, because he put on this front, but he was also over, what's the word I'm looking for? Not over.
Compensating?
Yes, he was overcompensating by cheating on her with all these different women because I believe like he was trying to fill this void in his head that he's not really that way because he didn't want to be judged because his parents would have never accepted him that way, I don't think. I really
so
truly
wait,
don't
his
believe.
Current is a female?
Yes. Yeah.
So he's still closeted.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe he was just doing it for attention.
Or like maybe
because he tried to get with me and Mary at one point when they were still together after she literally had her miscarriage and she had her DNCs. He came over to the house one time. This and I had to straight up tell him it was the first time he had never done anything like this before. Right. And I actually knew him before I knew her because I met him through Harper. Right. So so in that process, like I had met him, he'd come over with Harper and stuff and was like hanging out and shit. And I was like, oh, he's cool. And he's like, yeah, you gotta meet my girlfriend. You guys will get along. Da, 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 da. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay. So fast forwarding, like 6-7 months into it, I finally get to meet her and stuff. And then she ends up having the miscarriage. And they came over to our old friend's sister's house. And we were all hanging out inside. And she was just a total wreck. And I came over there because she was like, I really just could use you right now.
Yeah.
So I get there, I'm hanging out outside with her and I'm just trying to console her through all this. And before I had gotten there, I know they were inside. So Boston ends up coming outside and he's sitting there going and he's like, all right, I'm going to get her home because she was already like, she was so drained from everything that was going on. So I was like, all right. So I gave her a hug and they left. Right. So I go in the house and I'm hanging out. I want to say it was not even 20-30 minutes later, mm-hmm. He calls my phone and he was like, hey, from Valerie's phone, he's like, hey, do you see my phone there? And I was like, no, I don't. He's like, well, can you guys just look real quick? So I got our old friend, her sister, everybody is searching. Everybody in the house is now searching for his phone in the living room. We're checking the couch, moving the cushions, checking the bathroom. We're looking outside in the patio. We can't find his phone anywhere. Okay. So I tell him that and he's like, all right. He's like, well, I'll just come over there and try to look then. And I was like, well, I don't see it. And he's like, well, I'm just going to come try to look. And I was like, all right, well, I'll see you in a little bit. Okay. Not thinking anything of it. He gets there. He comes inside. I'm sitting on the couch. And he asked me, he's like, hey, can you come outside and help me look for my phone? And I was like, oh, okay. You don't want to like look in here or anything like that? And he's like, well, you guys already looked in here. And then he, our old friend goes, well, do you want me to come help? And he goes, no, 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 it's okay. We got it. This will be fine. So and I was like, okay. So we start looking and he immediately goes to the car. And I'm like, well, did you not want to look out here? And he's like, well, do you want to just help me try to look in the car? Because maybe I just, it's somewhere in here when I like put her in the car. And I'm like, okay.
Convenient,
yeah,
Ryan.
I'm like, but why wouldn't you have just, I'm thinking myself, like, why wouldn't you have done that when you were at the house? Why would you drive another 15 minutes back for all this shit? And do it there. You know
because
what I mean?
He's a skeezy fuck.
Absolutely. So in that process, okay, he ends up like opening the back passenger door. And I'm going, wait a minute, you were the driver. Why are you looking in the back passenger, like in the back seat, right? And he's like, well, I'm just going to look under there. So I literally open the driver door. I look down and I just put my hand, because I'm thinking like realistically in my head, I would look under my seat, okay? I literally put my hand out and the phone's sitting sideways, like right there at the edge, right? And I go, oh, here's your phone. And he was like, oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Also, why didn't you call your phone?
Fucking facts, dude. Like, why wouldn't you have taken your phone, right? And went around and start calling in the car first, any of that kind of stuff. So anyways, so I'm like, well, here you go.
Ulterior motive.
Yes, no, 100%. Exactly.
And at that time, I'm like, oh, yeah, go look for your phone, babe. Again, young and dumb, didn't think, call your phone, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he walks over and he like grabs him. He's like, thanks so much. And then he goes, you know, I just want to kind of also talk to you in private. And I was like, okay. And he goes, well, he goes, just so you know, like, did she tell you that I've enlisted into boot camp? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I heard stuff about it. She had said it before. And he's like, yeah, he's like, so, you know, I'm going to be gone soon. And I was wondering, like, will you be able to be there for her and like, you know, spend time with her and stuff like that while I'm gone? Because, you know, she's going to be alone. And I said, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have no problem with that. And he goes, all right, cool. He's like, and then when like I graduate, we'll like from boot camp, or you can come with her because she'll come to Chicago. Like, do you want to come up with her? And like this way she's not traveling alone. And I was like, well, I mean, I'll have to see if I can, but I mean, I'm down if, you know, because at this point I'm going, okay, still nothing seems too off, a little weird, but not too off, right? And I was like, yeah, you know, if I can, I absolutely will. And he's like, all right, sounds great. And then all of a sudden he reaches over and takes his hand and like scoop. Yep. Puts his hand over. We used to do this thing where he'd go scoop, right? When he would fucking touch your tit, right? And he'd go under and scoop from underneath and he'd go scoop. And I go, excuse me?
Yeah.
And I go, what? And he goes, yeah. It's what I do. And I was like, I don't like that. And he goes, yeah, well, I pretty much do what I want. And then he goes, salsa. Right. And he grabs my fucking cooch, right? Uh-huh. And I go, yeah. And at this point, like, I back up and I go, who the fuck do you think you are right now? And I go, if you ever fucking put your hands on me again, I said, I will call her so fucking quick and say something, right? And he's like, well, you know, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I'm just having a hard time because with her having this miscarriage, all I can think about is how I'm not going to get laid for the next 6 weeks. Like, that's your concern. Like, your girlfriend, okay, literally just miscarried with your children. And your first concern is, are you not getting laid or not? Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm like, I gotta go. I end up going inside after that. Right. I get inside and I tell our friend at the time. And she's like, don't say anything. He's done it to me before. Just don't say anything to her because in this
situation.
I didn't
know about that with her at that point, right?
No, you knew nothing about it at that point. No, you knew nothing about it. Yeah. And it wasn't until I told you that it was on both sides.
That's right.
And so I was like, I really think we should tell her because to me, that's like I'm sorry. If my boyfriend does some shit like that, I don't give a fuck who it is. Ruin my fucking relationship.
Wait, were we married at that point?
Not yet. Because I married you guys afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah. Or were you guys? No, you guys weren't married yet because that was one of the first times. Like me and you were like, I was kind of like, oh, you're like clinging to me.
But no, I think that we were married because he was staying at my mom's house. And the only stipulation that he could stay with me is that we were married.
Maybe.
I think we were married at that point.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really wasn't all that close to you still at that point.
I was. You know why? Because we were married, and then after, because I was pregnant at my wedding.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we were married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were. But you got to think, when I came to you, that wasn't like your real wedding. I'm thinking of when I actually married you guys.
We were standing outside of our friend's sister's apartment by my car, and you officiated it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was right before he left to go to basic. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So were you? Wait. So you weren't technically legally married. You guys had your wedding.
So we had the marriage certificate.
Mm-hmm, but you guys never got it signed.
We never got it signed. Had the wedding. Had you sign it. Mm. That's what it was.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Either way. I just remember it not being 100% done yet. That's what I remember. I remember it not being legal. Because I remember doing shortly after that. And I was like, I remember feeling very uncomfortable with signing that for you. And I think I even made a comment, you know, you guys have a certain amount of time. If you guys don't do anything, you guys can always annul it. You know what I mean? I don't know if you remember making that comment. I wanted to tell you so fucking bad. But our other friend was like, absolutely not. Say nothing. You will ruin her marriage. You'll ruin this. Don't do that to her. She deserves this relationship. Like, I deserve? Like, yeah, she deserves someone who's literally like not even being faithful.
Yeah. No. And not only that, red flag number, here's my 13th reason. Okay. The day before our wedding, I remember I was in the car. They had a Chrysler 300. Do you remember that fucking bitch? The white Chrysler 300.
Is that the one that had no radio and he used to carry around the fucking boombox?
That was the Gallant.
But, oh, the Gallant. Okay.
That was the Mitsubishi Gallant. But anyway, so we were in the car with his mom. We were going to like Costco, BJ's. I actually think it was BJ's up here. And she gets out of the car. I take his phone because he was acting weird. And I noticed that he was sexting a girl the day before our fucking wedding. Okay. Now I'm pregnant, you motherfucker. He was sexting another fucking girl. And I remember, I swear to God, I was livid. We'll just say that. Okay. I flipped my shit. Still married him.
Listen, it's just called bad decisions. That's right. What that is. That's 100% what it is. But 100%. I will say we have fully 100% gotten off topic.
I was just going to say that. So, with that being said, physical touch.
Yes, physical touch. 100% because I got scooped. Anyways, so here's the takeaway. Love languages are cute in theory, but in practice, they're just another way to figure out how much you're willing to compromise.
It's true.
It's 100% true.
It's 100% true.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
So we've come to find out that Liz has hardly any love languages.
Just a cold, callous bitch, guys.
Yeah. Or just how much you're going to roast each other in your relationship, one of the two.
I had a gay ex-husband who liked to wear pink thongs.
And if your love language don't.
Jessica's just normal.
Yep. That's true. No, I am far from fucking normal.
Well.
Yeah, I've dealt with my share of everything. But if your love language doesn't align with your partner's, just send them this episode. And then that way, you can let them roast you together. We can do it that way too.
We like a good roast.
Absolutely. So thank you guys for listening to Unhinged Memoirs, where love is messy and we wouldn't have it any other way. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. So please make sure you show us some love by smashing the like button. Give us a follow as well as share this with somebody who needs to hear it.
And don't forget to send us your love language fails, funniest relationship moments. DM us those on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Or if you're ancient and you prefer email, write us on unhingedmemoirs@gmail.com or send us smoke signals. Those work too.
Those do work.
Whatever works best for you. We want to hear it all.
All of it, baby.
And as always, don't take life or us too seriously. So we will see you next time.
Bye.